is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend, and I guess it was inevitable. You know, just like the last six Halloweens, it's another Saw movie, and this time it's in 3D. And this time the so-called survivors, well, they get together, and I guess you could say some of them are suffering from a bit of post-traumatic stress disorder.
You can't hide. This game has a new design. Fear, suffering, death. You haven't seen anything yet.
Okay, here's some interesting facts about the whole Saw legacy. The movie's actually listed in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most successful horror movie series ever. And I think you'd get no argument if you said that they're also the most disturbing, creepy, and traumatizing movies ever. And the movies, they've made nearly over $700 million in the U.S. alone. Oh, and they also claim this is going to be the last Saw movie ever because the last movie, well, it got smacked down in the box office by Paranormal Activity. And this is just a guess, but if the movie makes some tons of bucks this time around, don't be surprised if the movie franchise reopens and it's called Hammer or Pliers or something. Now to a movie that is horrifying in a totally different way for totally different reasons, it's Conviction. Based on a true story starring Hilary Swank, her brother is convicted of murder and she spends the next 18 years to prove his innocence by going to law school, becoming a lawyer, and then puts everything on the line to reveal the truth.
This woman actually went to law school to save her brother.
He's our only client. How long will it take you to make yourself look like a lawyer?
About evidence of 16 years old.
You know, the clock Nancy Taylor had it out for Kenny.
They lied, saying they had all this evidence.
Put an innocent man in prison.
Now, this movie is horrifying because this story really happened and some innocent guy spent 18 years in prison. Can you even imagine? But there's a hole in this movie that makes it anything but horrifying, and that's the acting. The brother is played by Sam Rockwell, and now he's my favorite supporting actor of the year. Then there's Minnie Driver and Juliette Lewis, and the little kids all did an amazing job. Oh, and Hillary totally bought it. Even knowing before, you know, she'd been a boxer, an aviator, and a school teacher, I forgot all of that and totally believed she was the girl that would do anything to save her brother. So one of the morals of the story, thank goodness for technology, because DNA testing is a good thing. I guess, unless you're one of the bad guys, for you, DNA is the new karma. It's gonna get you. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Conviction is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.